You've tuned in to Hub Talk, a podcast about teaching, learning, and technology.
Welcome to this episode of Hub Talk. I'm Colin Stapp.
And I'm Bill Hamlin.
And we are recording live in an empty room right now, which will soon be filled up for our 2019 Technology Fair. This is in-service week at Shemeketa Community College, and we're getting a jump on recording this episode of Hub Talk before all the faculty and staff come enjoy our tech fair. Bill, can you just tell us just a little bit about tech fair? Give us that elevator speech of what tech fair is.
Yeah. So tech fair, this is my third tech fair, and some of the common things you'll see at tech fair are faculty showcase, where we have faculty from all around campus sharing how they use technology in their classroom. Some of it is, you know, really fancy emerging technology that's, you know, we've got virtual reality and things like that that are, you know, kind of cutting edge. And then there are lots of faculty who are using, I guess you could call it more traditional technology or more easy to access technology, but in really cool new ways.
Yeah.
excuse me. And so that's exciting too. We also have tables set up from various departments around campus. We have our own Center for Academic Innovation. We're sharing some cool new tools and technologies. I saw Shemeketa Press. I saw lots of different areas around campus coming together to share technology. And of course, we have our podcast here, and we're going to be talking to folks who are attending Tech Fair and asking questions and just getting the feel of the mood at Tech Fair and how they're enjoying it.
Yeah, and every year our Tech Fair has a theme, and the college is celebrating its 50th anniversary. So our department decided that a good theme would be Back to the Future and going back in time, but also looking forward. So our theme this year is the Back to the Future. We're going to be showing Back to the Future on the big screen in one of the classrooms with an instructional kind of quiz about the movie and checking people's knowledge about some topics related to Back to the Future that you might not think of, like nursing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And some of the other CTE programs. So there's different questions based on different categories that viewers can answer. The other cool thing, we'll give you this insider tip ahead of time, since it will be after the fact by the time you're listening to this. but we also have a local car enthusiast who lives down in Corvallis who's bringing a DeLorean onto campus.
Oh my gosh, it's so awesome.
I know. So I think Bill and I at some point may have to go on location and record out in the quad and get a few pictures so that we could post those on the website. So hopefully as you're listening to this, you'll see some photos of the DeLorean on campus. We're going to be back in just a little bit, and you will probably hear background noise of lots of hubbub going on. And as Bill mentioned, we're going to hope to grab some faculty and have them come talk to us about their experience here at Tech Fair and just their experience using technology in the classroom, because that's the other piece of the Tech Fair, is to get people excited about the new technologies that Bill mentioned and how they could use it in the classroom and how we could support them. So we'll be back in a little bit, and stay tuned. And we're back. This is Colin and Bill, and this is Hub Talk. We're recording live at our 2019 Tech Fair. And Bill, what are some of the things that are going on this year at Hub Talk? Bill, what are some of the things going on this year at Tech Fair?
Yeah, well, we're here in room 109, and I can tell you it's buzzing in here. There are some cool tables. We've got Google Cardboard VR. We've got what looks like a 360-degree 3D video camera system that the visual communication guys are showing off. We also have our Ally tool for our eLearn LMS accessibility checker. And then, of course, our Center for Academic Innovation table. And there are lots of people floating around in here.
Yeah, there are. Some good energy. The DeLorean showed up.
That was awesome.
So our surprise guest on four wheels is here. Down the hall, we have some of the student services that are available on campus. So we have the bookstore, some classroom technology demos for faculty that want to learn about using the classroom technology. Our Chemeketa Learning Cloud and repository is being represented by the library. E-tutoring and tutoring in the study skills department is here, along with DegreeWorks, some info about the student computer labs, all those different things that we want instructors to know to be able to help support their students in the classroom. But then we also have our technology museum. And so, Bill, what did you see in the tech museum that you thought was pretty cool?
Oh, man, I walked by the table with all of the old technologies, and I can tell you, I was just like transported back in time, almost literally. I mean, it was crazy. There was even just the old TV was...
Yeah.
Was just, I mean, I don't know if I had that one, but, you know, for my whole childhood,
yeah,
we had that kind of TV, and it,
yeah,
I just remember sitting down in front of it, playing video games, and back then, video games, you had to sit right in front of it, because your controller was attached,
yeah,
by a cord.
Yeah, a short cord.
That was, yeah, far too short.
Yeah.
But then, you know, even in school, we had... the old film projectors, and I saw one of those over there.
Mm-hmm.
The old Apple II computers, I think there was one over there.
Yeah, the Mac, there was a Mac Classic, a couple of old iMacs, the
yeah.
original iMacs.
That was kind of cool because we had the classic Mac in the beige plastic
yep.
all-in-one case, and then there were, with the other two or three Mac computers, you could see the evolution
yeah.
of that computer, and that was pretty neat. But I remember learning how to type on one of those beige Apple computers.
Oh, nice.
Back in third, fourth grade, something like that.
I used a Mac Classic like that a lot in college, typing up yeah. papers late at night in the computer lab. So one of the other things over there in the tech museum is the phone in a bag. So it's
oh,
the
yes.
old cell phone that actually came in a bag with a gigantic battery about as big as the phone.
Yeah.
And had a car charger. And it's amazing to, you know, that you could also have those mounted in your car as a mobile phone.
Wow.
That was probably circa about 1990, 89, 90, yeah. somewhere in there. That's when that phone came out. It's hard to imagine that now, you know, with smartphones.
Yeah. We've got something
just crazy
10 times smaller
and yeah, with
thousands
more capability.
Of times
yeah.
more powerful.
I know. Well, and our smartphones are more powerful than that Mac Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Which probably only had about, you know, 3 megabytes of RAM or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
And small storage space.
The other thing I saw over there that was a blast from the past was the laser disc.
Oh, yeah.
I remember watching... I forget what, I think it might have been Terminator or some old sci-fi movie on Laserdisc. And I thought, wow, this is the future that I am living right now. Little did I know that was definitely not the future.
Well, but when they came out, they were touted as it was cutting edge. It was high resolution. That's why they were so,
yeah.
you know, for video files, that was totally... the bomb
yeah.
for video because it was way higher resolution than VCRs. In doing some research about all those different things, I found on Wikipedia, I mean, the thing that killed the Laserdisc was that you couldn't record. It was only
oh.
playback.
Okay.
And at the time, VCRs were just so popular for being able to record and time shift and,
yeah.
and things like that.
Easier to use. I'm guessing easier to not scratch that giant
CD. Yeah, exactly.
CD.
Yeah, and the Laserdiscs were not cheap, as I recall. You know, you were talking about, you thought you saw Terminator. I think the one that was really also really big to watch on there was Blade Runner.
Okay.
Because at the time, that's still an awesome movie, but that was definitely one just for the high resolution and things like that.
Yeah.
What else did you see walking around?
Yeah, one of the other cool things that really piqued my interest was the Learning Glass whiteboard.
That is really cool.
One of our faculty actually built that thing.
So Eric Jensen in our physics department built this learning glass, and it is essentially a whiteboard see-through glass technology.
Right.
That you, when you point a video camera at it, you can actually invert the video, and you know it looks like you're writing on it, which you are, but you're actually standing behind the glass. So it's some great technology. It's great for anyone that needs to be able to demonstrate or show things in class. So Eric is using it to support his physics classes and doing some virtual office hours and some tutoring sessions for his students. But you could use it for a lot of different things, maybe for geography, definitely for math.
Sure.
Anything like that where writing on a whiteboard that you've done in the past. That's really cool that he built it and with one of those DIY kits, and we have it in our media lab. That's something else to promote is Center for Academic Innovation now has a small multimedia lab here in Building 9 on the Salem campus. That's where the learning glass is there. You can also do some other recordings as well, video recordings. And we also have a sound booth, so if people want to come down and practice using some of the recording capabilities for PowerPoint or uploading to Kaltura or media server, we're here to help with those types of things.
Yeah, and that's
as well.
for all faculty.
Yeah.
Face-to-face, online, hybrid. You know, and it's, I always like to recommend to our faculty who are, especially our online faculty, but if you're face-to-face and you're interested in providing video recordings to your students for, you know, supplemental support, things like that, then play around with different methods. The learning glass might not be for you, but we might have another tool that would be more suited for your teaching style and for your content. But that learning glass is amazing because I've seen a lot of online faculty, you know, they need the whiteboard for, you know, writing out equations or whatever it might be. But what winds up happening is they set up the camera at the whiteboard, and all you can see is the back of their head as they're writing. And if they're trying to talk, it's hard to hear because they're facing the board. But with this learning glass, he's behind the glass writing, looking at the camera at the same time with a microphone. And so it gets everything. And then, of course, the software flips it so you can actually read what he's writing. So it's amazing. I love that thing. But, of course, there are lots of other cool tables here at Tech Fair.
One of those is also Google Sites and the multimedia projects that the English department for Writing 122 has now incorporated multimodal projects. And so students are actually creating their own websites and own media to go with some of their writing projects. And Google Sites is definitely something that we can help any faculty member with using the Google apps or any of those for classroom projects or the multimodal or e-portfolios, any of those types of things. We'll be back again in just a little bit. We hope to be talking to a few faculty members, talking about their experiences here at Tech Fair 2019. Okay, we are back at Tech Fair 2019. Bill and I were enjoying saying check in front of our microphones.
Got to get the gear set up correctly.
Yeah, I know. We got to make sure everything is working. But really, we are with Carrie Beavert, who is an instructor here at Chemeketa. And we have interviewed her on a past episode of Hub Talk. And we want to find out Carrie's thoughts on the tech fair this year. So, Carrie, tell us, what are some of the cool things that you've seen this year?
Very first thing I saw was the DeLorean outside.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's a good tone.
Very
cool.
That's
a good tone.
Yeah, it does. It does. I wish I could drive it.
Yeah.
I know. I wish I could go 88 miles an hour in it.
So I went in room by room, started with popcorn.
Okay.
It was very good, by the way.
So there was food and snacks. Okay. So you made it past the popcorn.
Yeah. It didn't stall me. It just, And so then the first room I came into, I met with Heather, who I need to come back and visit.
Our accessibility advocate.
I have some red gauges on some of my stuff in eLearn.
Okay.
Right. So what Carrie is referring to is we've just now implemented a tool called Ally in our eLearn system, and it is an accessibility checker. So, Carrie, what you're saying is some of the red marker is saying that some of your documents need to be remediated for accessibility issues.
Yep.
Okay. You're not alone. So there's going to be a lot of people that are dealing with that, and that's why we set up that Ally so that you could work with Heather and fix all those documents.
And we're going to have workshops this fall specifically aimed at Ally, not only just telling folks, hey, what are all these gauges in my class and what do I do about them, but steps to take to make your content more accessible.
Yeah.
So everybody should check those out.
Lots of them I've been able to fix myself, which I'm very proud of, but some of them are still orange and red, and that's why I need to meet with Heather.
Okay, that's good.
Come to the workshop.
Yeah. So what else have you seen?
So then I went over, and Griffin showed me the Google Cardboard. Oh my gosh, that's so fun. So I don't know how I would actually get to use that in my classroom, but I would if I could.
Yeah, and you could use them for virtual field trips, like going through a museum or going through different exhibits or places or things like that.
One thing Griffin shared with me the other day, and he may be sharing it at a future presentation. I'm going to steal his content right now. But he shared that you can download an app where you are virtually transported into a large group setting so you can practice your public speaking. Or an interview scenario where you're, sitting in front of four or five interviewers. They're in like suits and, they're looking at you all serious, and so you can and they ask you questions.
Wow, that's
through
cool.
this app, and you respond, and it gives you tips on how to have a better interview or give a better speech. You get more, I would think, from that than just practicing in front of your mirror. And that's something any student could benefit from, I would think.
What else did you see?
So, there's a lot of cool stuff that could happen. Then I went into another room, and I saw the light board that Eric created. Very cool.
We were just talking about the light board and how, it works great for physics. It could work great for math class or anywhere where you need to write on the chalkboard and kind of diagram.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have your back to the instructor or to your students, if you're the instructor.
Really cool.
So what else did you see?
So then I went in and a writing instructor showed me how she has her students, they write an argument, and then they create group website.
Right.
It's not really a portfolio like my students do individually. Her students create it in a group. And so they get to each one of them give a visual representation of their paper, their argument, but they do it in groups of 4 to 5 students. And it was really cool. And they use Google Sites.
Sites, right. Nice. So, for the multimodal projects.
Yeah, very cool.
That's awesome.
And then, of course, my favorite. So, Abby from Study Skills Center and James from the Tutoring Center created an external, although it can be linked through Shemeketa, website for study skills and tutoring.
Yeah, I heard about that. They got one of our innovation grants to develop that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they kind of ran into some bumps, but they were able to work it out. I don't know, their host or their sponsor is...
Must be the sponsor, the CRLA.
Northwest CRLA.
That's awesome. So you've seen some really cool things.
Oh, my goodness.
You made it to all the rooms.
Cool.
And did you see the tech museum?
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, that was so fun.
Yeah, we had some pretty old technology in
there. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Stuff before my time.
Nice.
Wow.
I know, stuff before my time, too.
Colin and I were talking about some of our earliest experiences with computers. Do you have, like, a fond early memory of first using a computer?
No, not fond at all. But I can go back even a generation. Some of the stuff I saw in there, my mother used as a science teacher when she taught, I don't know, 60 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I remember as a little kid running around in her classroom, you know, playing with all the animals.
Sure.
Some of the tech that she used, which was in your museum now.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Well, thank you for joining us and sharing some of your highlights. Mm-hmm. And we hope to have you back on another Hub Talk episode maybe this year.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks.
Cool. Thank you.
So we're back here at Tech Fair. We have moved outside to our raffle that's going to end our day. And we just wanted to spend a few more minutes chatting about Tech Fair in general and what we have coming up this year. Colin, you want to give them a taste of what's on the schedule anyway?
Yeah, so today was our recording live at the Tech Fair. Our next in-service event, we'll be recording live at the faculty retreat. And we're going to do an interview with Jessica Howard, our new president. And then we're going to be recording some other episodes interviewing faculty. So one that we want to do is the dynamics of group work.
Yeah.
And we know that instructors don't necessarily like group work because students don't like it. But we're going to be meeting with a communications instructor that teaches a group communication class. And she's going to give us some tips on the dynamics of group work.
Great.
So that'll be a great one.
After this.
So as Bill mentioned, we're outside at the Tech Fair recording, and it's our raffle right now. Our Dean, Kelly Schellenberg, is reading off some of the raffle prize winners of some of the things that we're giving away. We're giving away some technology, like a webcam that people can use for Zoom, one of the Samson Go mics, which they could use for podcasting. I know a lot of people would love to try to win the DeLorean, but unfortunately that's not being raffled off.
Bummer. But we do have some Back to the Future themed prizes. Looks like a game and the movie and the soundtrack. So,
yeah, there's like a little flux capacitor Yahtzee game over there as well. So,
been a pretty good tech fair. I think everybody's enjoyed it so far, even before all the prizes are given away. And I know I've been very impressed with the tables we've had and how much fun people seem to be having with it.
Yeah, there's been some good energy, and it's always exciting when we can kick off the new school year highlighting some of the technology and classes and things like that. And there's a good group gathered out here for the raffle as well. We would like to thank Ron Anderson, who's the owner of the DeLorean, who drove it up from Philomath today to join us. We hope that he didn't go 88 miles per hour because he would be transported back in time.
And much to the chagrin of our guests here at Tech Fair, it was not one of the raffle prizes.
We were finding out from Thomas Bishop, our eLearn Systems Administrator, that Ron was also, in addition to owning the DeLorean, was one of the engineers on Building 9 on the Salem campus, which houses the Center for Academic Innovation.
Which fits our Back to the Future theme very well.
Yeah, it totally does. Yeah. So we'd like to thank, again, Ron Anderson for driving his DeLorean up here. Really added a lot to our Back to the Future technology fair, and enjoyed getting pictures in front of it. And Bill and I will put a photo up on the Faculty Hub website on our podcast.
Great way to end Tech Fair 2019. And with that, I guess we'll sign off for the day.
Yeah, we'll see you next time here on Hub Talk. Hub Talk is produced by the Center for Academic Innovation at Chemeketa Community College. Visit our website, facultyhub.chemeketa.edu, to find helpful resources about teaching, learning, and technology integration, along with video tutorials and more podcast episodes just like this one.